Yeah, well, I think obviously, I mean, I think with dropping from the Premier League to the League Two, everyone's just expecting me to just play every week. But there's, you know, you've people forget that League Two is a, it's a tough league. Everyone's fit, everyone's ready to go. I've not, you know, played a lot of minutes this year, so it's been tough in that respect. But I feel that I'm doing okay. I'm getting there. I'm starting to feel a bit more sharper in training, a bit more sharper in the games, and it will come. But you know, that's just brutally being honest with myself. I know if I'm not doing the job, then I've got to say to them as well as them. I know they will say to me, look, probably sit out this one, which I'll just take on the chin and just get on the side of the managing. But at this moment in time, I'm fully focused on playing as well, and being part of the team, which I think as a player you just want to play, and that is it. You don't care about anything else. Whereas as a manager, I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing for the team. So whether that's me not playing in certain games or not doing things, then that's something I will come to terms with, and I'll be able to manage myself in that respect.
When you spent nearly your entire career in the Premier League, is it a bit of a culture shock to come to League Two? Is it what's really stood out?
No, there's not been no culture shock. I must admit, I've just sort of embraced it and feel really at home. Well, I'd like to think that I'm, you know, just a level-headed lad who's done really well in the game, and now, you know, getting an opportunity like this at the lower echelons of the leagues is just a massive opportunity for me. And I've always wanted to do it. I've always thought about it when, you know, even when I was younger, you know, being captain and things like that. I think a lot of people tipped me and said, yeah, I will become a manager, but it's not as easy as that. And I knew that I had to prove myself, and I think having an opportunity to come to such a fantastic club at such an early age, probably, if you like, because I was expecting to play on for a lot longer and a lot more years, and I still am. But it's about managing both of them. But I just, you know, I couldn't turn this opportunity down because I just thought it's a fantastic club. You know, I lived in the area. You know, they've got fantastic fans. You know, we've got a good squad here, which I've been able to add to, you know, courtesy of what the presidents give me. So it's been good, and I know there's going to be tough times. It's about riding them out and making sure that we have more good times than we do bad times. And I think, you know, I'm positive that we can.
Four wins from your first six games, and just a point outside the playoff places. Okay, we're only middle of February, end of February, but would you be disappointed now not to feature in the playoffs at the end of this season?
Listen, that's the ultimate aim, is to get in the playoffs. I think we've got a squad capable enough of making sure we're there. Yeah, if we're not in there, I will be very disappointed, I think, with the squad we have. But you know, you never know what's going to happen from now. We could pick up four or five injuries. You know, we've already got two massive injuries in Dean Cox and Paul McCallum, you know, which were big blows to Ian, who was here at the time, you know, because they were two major players in his team at the time. So you never know what's around the corner, but what I'm expecting is to make sure that if we can continue to go on the run what we've done since I've come in, then I'm hoping that will be enough to make sure that we are in the playoffs. But I feel that we have got enough to make sure that we are there. So yeah, no pressure for the lads, but it's only the pressure what we put on ourselves to make us better. And I feel that if we continue to keep working and keep doing what we're doing, I feel that we can make a push of that.
Now, I think it's fair to say your own
Sorry.
Are you knocking for?
I just wanted to put my boots in.
Sorry, we've taken up the boot room.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, I think it's fair to say that your own personal goal scoring celebration is one of the more original that we've ever seen in football. Can you give us a little sample of it?
I don't want to. I've never done it outside when I've only played football, and the reason why I don't do it is because I am a bit superstitious on that. Because if I do it, I think then I won't score goals. So I'm hopefully due a couple in the next, you know, coming week. So
will you be doing it when you get your first Orient goal?
To be quite honest, I've not really thought about it, but who knows, when that ball hits the back of the net, hopefully soon, sooner rather than later, I should say, then you know, wouldn't be being so happy, who knows what I'll do.
Apparently I was told Jay Simpson stole it off you the other week.
Yeah, and that was a nice touch, I must admit. It did give me a wry smile. He's a good lad, Jay. He's been fantastic since I've come in. He's got a great attitude towards working and working for the team, which is good. He understands that I've sort of neglected the fact that we've been so good going forward all season long that, you know, we knew defensively we had to get better. So he's been great in that respect, and I'm hoping that he can start getting back on the score sheet, and I don't mind him taking it as long as he just keeps putting the ball in the back of the net for me.
What is the story behind the chicken dance? Why did you start doing it?
Basically because that's how one of my best friends from when we were in Nursey, we were all away one year in Spain. There was about 40-50 of the lads who we go with, and he was the one who sort of danced like that in the middle of the dance floor, and everyone just sort of noticed and was like looking at him when he had a few too many. So that's where it come from, and he sort of become famous because of it.
Oh, you must love that, to see it on a on a Premier League stage and throughout the Football League as
well. I don't think he sort of loves it. I think he just has to accept it now, because everyone knows now that he's a bad dancer. So yeah, and he actually does all the facials and everything to go with it. So we do go into quite a bit of detail with it.
Well, hopefully we'll get to see it again soon.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Now, from looking at this club from the outside, people might think, well, look, they've had 6 managers in the space of a year and a half. There's uncertainty over the owner. He's wanted in Albania. He denies he's done anything wrong. It looks like a daunting prospect for a new manager to come into an environment like that. Has that been difficult, the instability, the uncertainty?
Well, I didn't look at it as an unstable club, if you like. I looked at it as a club which I think's got a lot of promise in it, and they've got an owner who wants to go further and further and want to better the club. You know, I don't envisage that when he took over from Barry a few seasons ago that he would be in this predicament at the moment. I thought that what he wanted to be is keep taking Leighton Orient up and up. Mm-hmm. And he's got a passion and a desire to get this club back up where he thinks it belongs, and that's in the higher echelons of the Football League, and, you know, pushing to try and get in the Premier League, and that's what he dreams of. And, you know, what's life without dreams? He's done everything he possibly can, you know, within all his businesses wise and everything. So this is his next venture, and I think he wants to give it his best shot at making sure that he does. And he's got a fantastic club. He feels he's got a fantastic club, and hopefully now he feels that he's got the manager to provide that and to get him where he wants to go. Yeah, I certainly feel that I can do the job and you know, get us to where we belong. It will take time, you know. He knows that. I think it there has been a lot of uncertainty with that, and obviously with the managers who've been here and gone. But hopefully now he's found someone who he can keep a good relationship with, and he can back, and then hopefully we can be successful. And that's what I certainly believe. We've got a good working relationship, and hopefully we can be successful together.